Start switching to the next storyteller. We're halfway through. Start switching to the next one.
One thing that
and even at night, we used to go out at night.
Say goodbye. People on the outside circle, take a left. Head on over to your next partner.
Hello. I'm Jesse.
I'm Dave.
And we're going to do our fourth and final set of memories. No problem.
I'm Jennifer. I'm in.
All right. Before this is your last round. So, four prompts are places you remember hanging out. So it could be places you used to hang out as a kid with your friends. Could be places you hang out today. Excuse me. Or any place in between. Sports. Places where you played sports. Places where you watched sports. Landmarks. Places that are. Could be the Grand Canyon. Could be the Washington Monument. Could be the most important seat in your middle school lunchroom. This is the landmarks of your life or the public life. And places you weren't supposed to be. So we've got places you remember hanging out, places you played or watched sports, landmarks that aren't there anymore, and I guess it couldn't really be the Washington Monument, that's sort of there, but and places you weren't supposed to be. Yeah. All right.
Do you have one that comes to mind? Yeah.
The first thing that came to my mind was a place I hung out. I'm trying to think if there's any like interesting story attached to it. There might not be.
In college, I went to
University in East Lansing, Michigan, and there was this restaurant called America's Cup.
Like, yeah, you're not supposed to be.
Where's skiing? North of Vancouver. And, Black-owned.
In the past couple of years, my parents have died, and I now own the house and live in this house, and I've been fixing it up.
Has a free house for some reason because they have like neglectful parents or like I don't know if you remember what Sam's friend's deal was, but he had a apartment to himself by his friends. Basically everybody from high schools around New York would like converge on this kid's house because he had like a free house all the time and everyone would like go there to hang out and like drink and stuff like that. So we would go there, and we always, there'd be like me and my like three good friends in high school, we would go and we'd split a jug of the Carlo Rossi wine, which like, it's
on top of all this stuff, right in the car. Yeah. And then we drove, because you got it's about a 2-hour drive, it was like a lot along the path, right?
As an option, it wasn't far from the 7-Eleven, and the 7-Eleven is at those times really good time.
We're at the halfway point. Start wrapping up your first stories and moving on to your second storytelling. A very important moment. Okay, you guys just did a ton of talking and storytelling and remembering. Give yourselves a huge hand. And then move into just a giant circle. You're all going to be facing each other for a second.
I'm going to steal this for my few media stuff.
All right. So, all right. So, how was it?
Did you enjoy the memories you got to pull back up?
How many people remembered someplace they had kind of forgotten? They had forgotten. Awesome. And how many people here heard great other stories from other people? Excellent. That's a mission accomplished. All right. So, now I want you to take just a second, look at your four options there, and I want you to figure out the one that is the one you really connected with the most. Your favorite one, the memory with you're really like attaching to the most right now.
Tough.
Now, is anybody here having trouble deciding what their favorite story is? Okay, raise your hand if you're having a little bit of trouble. Excellent, okay. Then what we're gonna do is, the lucky thing about this game is there are now four other people here who have heard stories of yours. So we're gonna go around. If it comes to you, if you know what your story is, say, I'm gonna tell a story about this place. And then we're like, okay, we're good. We're gonna go on to the next person after that. I wanna make sure you have a place picked. If you say, I don't know, then everyone else who here who heard stories from that person, your job is to help them remember what was really cool and great about the stories that they told. So they can help them figure out which one is the one they're really excited about. Would you go first?
Okay, I guess I'll go first.
Do you know which place?
I guess I'm gonna pick the Warren Fair. It was an amusement, and this was in Warren, Michigan, and they would have this big citywide fair every year. And
I'm gonna cut you off for a very important reason.
Right.
Because you're getting close. We're gonna come back to it in just a minute.
Okay.
Excellent. You got a place.
All right. Yep.
Great. That's great. You're next.
I'm choosing my 92 Toyota Corolla, which
say no more.
I think I'm choosing the woods next to a school that I went to.
Awesome.
I'm not sure what I'm choosing, so I'm either going to talk about Zarda's Dairy or my grandma's house.
I liked the dairy a lot. Okay. I liked that there were flavors of ice cream that you liked and remembered, and that there's at least one flavor of ice cream that you can remember distinctly not liking.
All right. I'll talk about Zarda's Dairy.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
I think I'm either going to talk about the creek behind Jonathan Packard's house.
I like it already.
Or Las Delicias.
Maybe it's anybody want to weigh in?
What was the second one?
A place, a restaurant called Las Delicias.
I think you need to talk about that.
Yeah. I'll talk about that.
Okay. Ben?
The fort in the woods behind the 7-Eleven.
Done.
There you go. I'm going to talk about boating on the Great Lakes. And by the way, the name of the boat was the Black Tie and Tails.
Nice. Nice. All right.
I'm going to talk about Seat Cushion Day at Memorial Stadium.
Okay.
Nice.
Cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. I think I'm going to talk about a pizza place that I used to work at called The Pizza Place.
Excellent. And we're glad you've joined us.
Thank you.
All right.
My name's Mike, by the way. And I'm just glad I was just walking around. I didn't even know you were here. But I think I'm going to be glad that I ran into you.
Oh, good.
Because it seems like a nice group of people, you know, and that's what I'm looking for, some friends.
All right.
You know what I mean, or some associates.
Well, great. We're glad you dropped by.
Thank you very much.
Great.
I'm going to talk about Seaview Cottages in Destin, Florida.
Nice. Done and done. Okay, so here's the twist. Apparently this is in the program. If you didn't read it carefully, this is where we got you. Okay. So, we made this great memory line. Remember those phone messages? How many people here have a cell phone with them? Excellent. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you each, without thinking about it too much, to take your cell phone, go to quiet corners of this room, and I want you to call this number. I want you to call this number right here. Zoom in, yes. It's 888-910-2555, and it'll be up here. And just ask any of us if you need help remembering it. I want you just to let your memory go, just to call and tell. And you're going to get a little prompted, like after that, you'll hear me talking, trying to calm you down. There'll be a moment even where you can take a deep breath before you tell your story, and then I want you just to go with it. And, you know, you heard them before. Some are, they're varying lengths, but just go with your memories and let it go as long as it takes you. And then when you're done with that, I want you to take, this is the tricky part, take your dance cards, and on this map, go put them on the map when you're done. So when you're done, like, just go stick them up. So we're gonna end up with this map covered with your...
So where the places are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Where the places are.
The map is not exactly the scale.
Right. Okay. So first make your phone calls.
Okay. That's impressive.
Yes. All right. So we're just going to take just a few minutes to do this. So go for it. Don't think about it too much.